morning, WMFO. How we doing today, DJ Rizzle King?
We're doing okay, DJ Slips. It is a nice 36 degrees outside in Medford with some showers.
Disgusting 36 degrees.
It is quite possibly the worst day I've ever experienced, but we're going to try to make it a little better here on WMFO. This is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Working.
Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nine to five.
Your hands.
It is 9:06 here on WMFO in Medford, anything and everything. And it's about that time of the show when we're going to talk about an interesting topic that we planned very far in advance. We came up with it a full 45 seconds ago, a minute ago.
I think it might have been a full 60 seconds.
Wow, a full 60 seconds.
Yeah, I think, you know, we take our job seriously here.
So we're going to pick the low-hanging fruit of hot topics.
Okay.
Not hot takes, that's in another 10 minutes. But the Wuhan coronavirus.
Yes. In a simple, obvious choice for Thursday at 9 in the morning.
With a nice rainy snow mixture outside and us wearing some amalgamation of sweatpants or real pants, depending on our mood.
I mean, right now it's real. It's a real Schrodinger's cat of sweatpants or real pants,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are wearing both of them.
We are both wearing both of them. But also neither, which means that we're not really... I mean, we'll probably get kicked out of the studio, basically.
I don't think either of us have ever worn something that falls outside of the realm. Maybe once.
Of sweatpants or real pants?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so it becomes complicated, of course, during the summer when shorts are in play. And the question is, do shorts count as real pants? I feel like...
Depends on the shorts.
Well, it depends on the short, but also shorts are inherently less real panty.
Probably.
Right.
Probably.
But I think the kind of the adjustment we've applied to it is that real pant shorts... are, of course, real pants.
Whereas sweatpants shorts are sweatpants.
Are, of course, sweatpants.
So, for those of you who are a little bit behind in the coronavirus happenings...
Yes.
Things aren't great. But things aren't as bad as they could be.
Well, I will say this. I'm a little behind on the coronavirus happenings, if you would like to enlighten me.
So, coronavirus has been... It presents with basic flu-like symptoms and... is highly infectious, and after about 3 days of being infected, that's when you really start to see it diverge from the path a normal flu would take.
Let me ask you this. If you had flu-like symptoms, would you say, I have the flu, or would you go immediately to the hospital?
Right now?
Yes.
I would go to health services much faster than I otherwise would.
I would immediately think I have coronavirus. I think there's just no other way to view that one.
Well, like, I mean, yes.
I feel like no one's getting the flu nowadays. It's out, you know? The coronavirus is in.
It's an old commodity.
Yeah. No one is buying the flu these days. I have to say, I'm not so worried, I have to say.
Why are you so worried?
Well, you know, I just don't, it's not big in the U.S. right now, right?
It is not nearly as big in the U.S., although it is in Boston.
So what now?
There's a confirmed case in Boston.
Confirmed case?
Confirmed case, I think it was.
Of actual confirmed coronavirus?
Actual confirmed coronavirus.
Well, that's concerning.
Yes, you don't say.
Where is said individual?
In major quarantine.
And where can I go that I would be so far away from that person?
Not here.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
Now, there have only been 13 cases of Americans getting the coronavirus. It is in the tens of thousands for Chinese citizens.
Oh.
But we are taking steps as the United States. We're, you know, flights to China are much lessened. I think they're completely cut off. There's a heightened awareness. But the issue has come with some of the reporting about numbers of infection from the Chinese government and deaths. And just kind of trying to sweep stuff under the rug. We're going to not get political about the Chinese government.
Of course not.
I don't think this has ever once been a political show.
No. I also think we're not allowed to make it a political show. Because, you know... I think there's something about like the whole...
There are some forms we'd have to fill out.
Yeah, because we don't have commercials, right? So it's like something like, you know, it's educational radio, something, you know, that kind of thing. Do you know how we're not allowed to even say who we're going to vote for? Because that would be endorsing someone to vote.
Well, I did not pay attention during training, apparently.
Tisk, tisk.
I will be writing...
That's why I'm behind the board right now.
I will be writing in my dear friend Sam Lipsy, president.
I know the bylaws.
Wow. Yes, good for you.
Per WMFO dialogue 2.4.1.2.
You only picked three numbers out of all of those numbers you said?
Well, yeah, I had between 1 to 9, or 0 to 9, really, and I definitely picked... Well, I guess I could have gone 2.10. It just sounds weird, right?
Tisk, tisk.
Tisk, tisk
just
on
to,
me.
Just to put this into perspective, though, swine flu in whenever that outbreak was, 11? No, 09? 08.
I don't remember, but, oh, dude.
61 million people worldwide got swine flu.
Well, you know, that's not as bad as the real flu. You know, and like,
also,
in,
the
like
real, in 1910.
Yeah, and like, yeah,
when
that
it
one
killed
that
several
was real
million
bad.
People.
But fun story about the swine flu, you know, fun being relative here,
yes.
is that I went to camp that summer that everyone got
Did
the swine flu.
Did you get swine flu?
No, I got sick. I got like a fever, but like not swine flu. So I'm in the health service area with like 14 kids who have swine flu, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, because you know, they didn't want to give me swine flu, so they put all of them in like one room so that they could be quarantined, and I had like my own room because I couldn't be with them. And I was like, don't even. I was like, swine flu people, like, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't associate with you right now.
What? Yeah.
But so I just want to recap real quick. So it was like, what was it, like fever, you say?
Fever will be a part of it.
Fever will be a part of it. Would you say that you're burning up? Like this Jonas Brothers song I'm about to play?
Wow.
About that time for hot takes.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot takes at 9:15. I will start.
Go for it.
And it is this. My hot take is, I think hot takes is by far the most stressful part of my week.
Because the pressure's on.
Because I never can seem to remember to think, you know, during the week, I'm not like, hot takes for this week. I'm not, you know, not like
you don't
writing
have a
down
tape
like
recorder. It's like Wednesday, February 8th, 6:52 p.m.
No.
Hot take number 6.
Not exactly. So every day around between 9:13 and 9:14, I'm sitting going, hot takes, hot takes, hot takes, hot takes, hot takes. Okay, what's a hot take? What's a hot take? What's a hot take? It's it really gets your heart rate going.
Because you have to be clever. You have to be...
I know. It says a lot about who you are, what your personality is, if you're going to be successful in life, that kind of thing.
If anyone wants to call in and give a hot take so we can totally not judge you on your hot take, give us a call.
Yeah, if you want us to analyze your personality based on your hot take, give us a call. That's 855-915-9636.
I had to prove that I remembered the number.
Oh, okay.
And then because I can't see it right now.
Oh, that's also 855-915-WMFO.
Would you like me to give a hot take?
I would love to hear a hot take.
Sporks are just spoons that had a mutation during development.
Mm. At first, I thought you were going to say sporks are just spoons with a fork attached. And I was going to be like, worst hot take of all. Microphones are just things that make your voice louder.
Paper is just from trees.
I actually kind of like that hot take.
I mean, because, and I would not say, disagree with me if you think I'm wrong, but okay. I'm not wrong. It's definitely not a fork that was trying to become a regular fork and then was mutated into a spoon.
Certainly not. It's majority spoon.
It's majority spoon.
Yeah. But that's kind of my issue with it.
So it's more like a spork. Spork.
A spork? Oh, I see what you mean.
Not
maybe
a
we
spork.
Should...
It's an S-P-O-O-R-K.
Oh, a spork. It's a spork.
Because it's not... I wouldn't even call it a 60-40 split, which is what it is in the spelling.
Oh, really? I would call it easily 75-25.
Easily
really,
70.
What it is it's full round, it's full rotund around the edges, right?
Yes.
And it's just a little prongs at the front. It's the front
and they're
is
not
the
that
fork.
Wide.
No.
Sporks are... Nobody includes sporks in their... There's a reason nobody has sporks in their cutlery drawer.
I think, you know, people bring it because it's like save space when they go hiking and that kind of thing.
Indeed.
I think... In the amount of time it takes you to eat something
with
a spork, you could train enough to carry the fork. I just think it's such an inefficient tool.
It is, and it's not even space efficient. You could just have a utensil that's a fork on one end and a spoon on the other end.
Yeah. Okay. I don't wanna like preach to the choir here. So I do wonder. Do you think anyone likes sporks?
I like sporks
as a novelty item.
In the fourth grade.
Are there any... You know, there's also...
I thought they were so cool.
What about those forks that have knives? Those,
I think are
those,
cool.
Those norks? Because it's majority fork.
Failure there.
What? It's a majority fork. Is it not majority fork?
It is majority fork. It's just a gross-sounding word.
Is there ever a noon? A canoon? Like a spife? I don't know, like a spoon knife?
I think that is inherently impossible.
Well, no, because you could have kind of like rotundness here and then like a flat edge.
You've said the word rotund.
Well, I've said it twice and we're talking about spoons. Okay, so like what else am I going to say?
Round?
I suppose I could say round. But here's the way, you know, I feel like it was a good example. Even so good, like this next song by B.O.B. We practice our transitions here.
A German beer with a Cuban cigar, in the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulder, she probably studied abroad. She transferred to Harvard from King's College in March. She says that I'm her favorite cause she admires the art. Michelangelo with the flow, Picasso with the bar. She's well put together like a piece by Gershwin. Renaissance style, tonight is picture perfect. So smile and pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Wow, wow. From Norway to Egypt, hey. I'm to the point like the pyramids of Giza. Still I'm to the left like the tower out in Pisa. I'm feeling single, baby, I could use a feature. Swagger like Caesar, I'll get you a visa. We can go to Italy and maybe see the Colosseum. I'll be Da Vinci if you be my Mona Lisa. And I smile, so pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Senorita, we ain't gotta rush, just take
Spin the globe, wherever it lands, that's where we'll go. We'll hit up Europe, yeah, and spend some euros. Or maybe visit Berlin, the walls with the murals. This is your month, baby, sign of the Virgo. Private reservations, glasses full of Merlot. A rosé, a burgundy, traveling like turbo. Brush up on your Espanol, we're Barcelona bound for smile. So pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Wow, wow.
So Good by B.O.B. I think that song is so good.
I think it's pretty good. We're going to bring back
Pretty Good by B.O.B.
Mediocre. We're going to bring back, I wouldn't call it an anything and everything classic, but we've gotten a little bit of mileage out of it.
I would say it's a,
it's a guest star the way they're playing the wrong song at the wrong time as a guest star.
That was completely on purpose.
Just to set up that line.
It's a pretty good, let's do it.
So, we're going to bring back, we're professionals on this show, we're going to bring back Mad Libs.
What?
So, how Mad Libs works, for those of you who don't know, is...
For all 0.001 of you in the entire world who don't know.
You read out some type parts of speech and give some examples without knowing what they're going to be used for.
Okay.
And then we read the story that it puts together. So this story is called How to Clean Your Computer.
Okay, are you going to put me on the spot here?
I am. We're gonna do this as a joint unit.
A joint endeavor. Okay.
An adjective.
An adjective. Rotund.
Rotund. An adverb.
It's your turn.
Stiffly.
Ooh.
A verb.
Engaged.
That's an adjective.
Okay, sorry. Engage. Like
engage. You know.
Yeah, okay, sorry, whatever, yeah, engaged.
Number?
412.6. Good addition.
Adjective, vociferous.
Nice.
I barely know what it means.
It's okay, we're gonna learn in the Mad Lib.
Noun?
Noun? Spork.
Spork?
Spork. No, can I change?
Yes.
Can I change? Spife.
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 Room?
Room.
WMFO Studio A. I simply cannot spell.
Well, you know, neither can W.
I just spelled studio stu-do.
Yes, this is the newest fork knife combo, the stu-do.
Adverb.
Adverb. Thoroughly.
Thoroughly. Plural noun.
Oh, plural noun?
Spifes.
No. Sporks.
Sporks?
Sporks. This time, sporks.
Type of liquid.
Type of liquid? 9-anthraldehyde dissolved in acetone.
Veto.
Acetone.
Acetone. Sam is a chemistry major, if you couldn't tell.
He's just trying to spice up the Mad Lib.
Adjective.
Adjective.
Sporkly.
Sporkly.
Person in room, male.
Person in room male? Oh, no. Would you like to be person in room, comma, male?
I'll take one for the team.
All right. Thank you, DJ person in room, comma, male one.
DJ Rizzle King.
DJ Rizzle King. I think your new name is person in room one.
Oh, you're so right. That makes you person in room two.
I'm okay with that.
Adjective.
Oh, adjective. Contrite.
Contrite. We are so obnoxious.
I yes.
Type of food, plural.
Type of food, plural. Squashes.
Squashes, multiple squash.
Squashes.
Squoosh?
Squeesh.
Squoosh? Squoon? Squoon?
I'm going to do squashes, comma, squoosh.
Squashes, comma, squoosh.
Here exclamation.
Exclamation?
Flippity gibbet.
Yes, exactly.
I saw that on Jimmy Fallon.
He says flippity gibbet?
No, Benedict Cumberbatch said it.
Oh, for Mad Libs.
For Mad Libs.
Oh, well, we're basically Jimmy Fallon.
Part of the body.
Part of the body. My left phalanges.
Left phalanges. Those are fingers.
Okay. I mean, yes, but...
Verb ending in ing.
Sorry, were those all of my phalanges or just one of my phalanges?
I wrote phalanges. It's gone
okay.
now.
Okay, because it was body part plural.
Verb ending in ing. Sporking.
Sporking. All right.
Another verb ending in ing.
Another verb ending in ing would be exclaiming.
Exclaiming.
Yes.
Same type of food, plural. What did we say?
The same type of food? We said squoosh.
Squoosh.
The squoosh. We said squashes of squoosh.
Noun.
Just any old noun.
Any old noun.
Wednesday.
Ooh.
I think that's not going to go over well.
I don't think so either. An adjective.
An adjective? This is probably going to be an adjective. I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I vetoed your chemistry word, so you can veto my biology word.
I will veto that, and I will give you one more shot. Keep in mind, this is probably going to be the adjective for Wednesday.
Wet. W-H-E-T.
What? Wet?
It's just wet with the H sound.
Sure. Wet. Say it
all
like
right.
A...
We'll come back to our Mad Lib shortly.
Yes, and first... You know, we're going to briefly play... we're not going to play the whole song, because I don't think there's really any need to play the whole song. But I just want you to... We're going to do something on the show. It's a live reaction to a song. We're going to leave the mics on, okay?
And this is a dangerous game we're playing.
And I'm just going to play a song, and you're going to see if you like it, okay? Do you know the song?
I do not.
You do know this song.
I do know it. It's now in Spanish.
Yes. It's so good.
It is an exact translation.
It is literally an exact translation. They did not make it rhyme.
It's not good.
I mean, it's pretty good. I like it. I listened to this song maybe 4 or 5 times in Spain. So, can we hear the Mad Lib, please?
All right, Mad Lib time. Can I have a drum roll? All right.
That was a pathetic drum roll, considering I used to actually play the drums.
How to clean your computer. Since I use my computer every day, it can get rotund really stiffly. I always make sure to engage it every 412.6 days in order to keep it shiny and vociferous.
Yes.
I'll grab a soft spife from the WMFO Studio A and thoroughly wipe... it worked. And thoroughly wipe the keyboard down to get rid of all the sporks. Then I squirt some acetone on the screen to get it nice and sporkly. This week, it was extra dirty because my little brother, DJ Rizzle King, decided to bring his contrite plate of squashes or squoosh into my room and eat it at my desk.
That's completely rude.
When I yelled flibbity gibbet and told him to stop, he stuck out his left phalanges at me and continued sporking. He then started exclaiming so hard that he spilled all of his squoosh all over my Wednesday.
I knew Wednesday wasn't going to work.
Oh, gosh. That is the last time I'll let my wet little brother in my room ever again. Mad Libs is a once-a-semester adventure.
That was, on a lot of levels, horrible. And on many, many on almost no levels, good.
If you want... us to be canceled. Email ops at WMFO.
Actually, email sam.lipsy at, oh no, actually, you just email me at stuffs.edu and I'll delete
email
it.
Email anything and everything at WMFO. I mean, anything and everything, WMFO@gmail.com. Because we can't afford our own domain name.
When was the last time you checked the email? When we made it.
When was the World Cup?
I haven't made it since. It is about that time.
It is exactly that time.
It is exactly that time, which means...
it is time.
Wow, we haven't used the music in a long time.
I know. This is a different version. I'm just checking it out. Anyway, it is time for That About Sums It Up. Oh, this is a very different version. Okay, well, you want me to go first or you want to start?
You did hot takes first, so I'll take this.
Okay.
I have two.
Okay.
Both of them are from yesterday.
Okay.
So yesterday was a long day.
Okay.
And after 3 hours in the library, I took a quick break to run to the campus center and buy myself some food because I didn't have time to walk home. And I saw a nice, lovely bacon cheeseburger, pre-wrapped, fresh off the grill, grabbed it, grabbed some fries, was very excited for my meal, paid about $8 for it, too.
I mean, it's the campus center.
It's the campus center. It's good food, but it's... Uh-huh. I unwrap it, and what's missing from inside that burger?
A burger or bacon?
A burger.
A burger? You got a bacon sandwich?
I got a bacon sandwich. And
that's incredible.
I was like, hey, this can't happen.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a burger. You probably...
I kind of need the burger part.
Yeah, I actually agree with you there.
The other That About Sums It Up,
okay,
is I got home last night. Not too late. Not as late as previous nights.
Okay. You're cool.
I am cool. And was walking into my kitchen, into my dining room, if you
nice.
Will, to...
Into your... Through your vestibule.
To my kitchen table, and banged my knee so hard on the side of one of my chairs, which are, I would call them hefty chairs.
I think that is an appropriate word.
To the point where my knee still hurts, and I shouted, and I quote, "Oh, donkey."
Oh, donkey. Oh,
and yeah. That about sums it up.
And that about sums it up. This is my That About Sums It Up is from this morning. I was going to say something different, and then this happened, and I was like, all right, this has got to be my That About Sums It Up. So, I lamented to Thomas on the way over here that I was a little tired because I just, like, I haven't slept that much this week.
Enough. You're cool.
You know what? I wasn't like, I was up late. Not that late, but late.
Welcome to Anything and Everything, where we mock each other in slightly annoying voices.
Anyway, so I just didn't sleep a ton. I should have slept more. Anyway, so.
You're cool.
Muy, muy cool. So,
qué guay.
So I go and I'm like, hey, Thomas, I'm really tired. So this tiredness manifests itself this morning when I get up and I kind of like begin the dressing process and I have not yet put on pants. And I go and I grab my belt and I put my belt, I put my belt on. I didn't put the little metal piece through, because at that point I realized, but I fully like put the belt through the loop and started to like put it on.
So, and you just didn't anchor it.
I didn't anchor it, but the belt was on. Like, I...
That hurts.
It was, and that about sums it up right there.
There was one while we were not having our show,
mm-hmm.
Where I was getting ready to go to work and had to have my uniform on.
You're sick.
I am very cool. And I was walking out the door and had my shoes on, and my housemate just goes, Thomas, you're not wearing pants.
No way.
I was halfway out the door.
You forgot you were wearing, you put on shoes. You just didn't have pants on?
I did not have my pants on.
That's so funny. Can you imagine if you'd gone to work like that?
I would have been fired.
Yeah, real fired immediately.
Real quick.
You could have a whole Mad Lib about you going to be an EMT without any pants. Or a sitcom. The Pantsless EMT.
Coming now on ABC.
Coming now. Well, you know, when was the last time you heard a song by Train?
That was not your smooth transition, but let's listen to a song by Train.
No, I'm genuinely asking. When was the last time you heard a song by Train?
Oh, God.
Because the answer is either 20 minutes ago, because I always listen to Train, or like,
you know,
2 years ago.
You know what I think it was?
What?
The last time I can remember was in 7th grade in your car.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
With your father.
Train? Oh, yeah, definitely.
On the way back,
that was definitely
from
a
hockey.
That was definitely a song that I was like, I'm allowed to play this song with my parents. Because, you know, that was the time when you're like, I don't have explicit music, you know?
But you totally had explicit
music.
Yeah,
and you had to, like, curate your songs to make sure that, like, some, like, the one Drake song you knew didn't come on.
But we didn't know about playlists yet.
No, not at all. That was a simpler time. Well, this is Drive by Train.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved away.
West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, 'cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you. Let's skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to, and I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you. That's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, 'cause oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by, just a shy guy looking for a two-ply, hefty bag of home-night. Love, when you move me, everything is groovy. They don't like it, so me, the way you do me. Oh, I swear to you, I'll be there.
Question for you, DJ Rizzle King.
Answer for you, hopefully.
That was bold. You don't know if you have an answer for me.
I probably don't.
But I definitely think I know the answer, which is, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Most certainly.
Did you watch the middle part of the Super Bowl, i.e. the halftime show?
Not attentively.
Oh, really? Okay, so, I mean, I watched the halftime show more than I watched the football game.
Yes, that I
actually am. This is the first year I ever watched the Super Bowl, like, for football.
You picked an okay year.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. But...
That's there not was true. A lot. We've watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Together.
But no, but like I don't pay attention. This is the first year like I watched the game and was like, oh, third down. You know, like that kind of thing.
I'm third down in the middle of the field. I'm so engaged.
And yeah, so I was actually engaged for the first time. It was a little weird. But if you watch the halftime show and then if you read things online, you will know that there is some controversy about said halftime show.
I did know there's
specifically people are like suing them to the tune of trillions of dollars for making them not get into heaven. You heard that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So there's this guy. I don't know where he is. I think there's this priest or pastor who is suing J-Lo and Shakira because he thought it was too risque, the show, and that he's not going to get into heaven anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a song from the Super Bowl halftime show.
J-Lo. Yeah, the side. My
it's a new generation.
It's a worldwide
of party people.
Get on the floor, daddy. Get on
red one.
Let me introduce you to my party people in the club.
I'm loose, and everybody knows I get off the train. Baby, it's the truth. I'm like Inception. I play with your brains. So I don't sleep or snooze. I don't play no games. So don't get it confused. No, 'cause you will lose. Yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. Dialing.
If you go hard,
Was, if you could not tell by the repetitive lyrics, On the Floor.
Thank you for spelling out the least obvious part of that song.
I know, it is a little complicated, but
it was a little complicated for me to process.
As someone who aspires to potentially maybe have with no... I don't want to say it because then you're going to be like, you should be a teacher! But, you know, I have to teach you these things such as
You
on
should
the
be
floor.
A teacher.
Okay, yeah. Career conversation on the air.
Let's have it.
No.
Let's have it.
So, Sam, tell me about your biggest fears.
What is your deepest secret? No, I'm kidding. Sam,
actually, I'm saving that for television.
Well, we'll all be waiting eagerly for that.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure.
For those of you who don't know, Sam's biggest goal, I think, correct me if I'm
wrong.
My
biggest goal is actually dead. They don't have my biggest goal anymore.
What?
Because my biggest goal for a long time was I wanted to host the Oscars.
Yes.
They don't have a host anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
What? You didn't know this?
I didn't watch it.
No, it's been like 2 years without a host. They don't have a host anymore.
That's really upsetting.
Yeah, I know. Dream dead.
What about the Golden Globes?
Yeah, that's still good.
The Emmys?
Yeah, we're all
okay. Late night talk show?
We're all good till there.
To be a late night talk show host.
I don't think late night is going to be a thing by the time I'm old enough or successful enough to do it.
If all you had to do...
Was drop out of college?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was fail out of college.
But yeah, then I would... But obviously.
You would have to like... Stay in college for the next year and a half and fail all of your classes.
Yes, that sounds super fun. That sounds like a great time. And then I get an amazing job. Do I get paid like a late night show, like a late night host?
No, you get paid like a recent college graduate.
But do I get paid like a recent college graduate who just failed all his classes?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because that's tough, you know? I think, yeah, I probably would. I mean, depending, if you paid me like a living wage, I would definitely fail out of college. That sounds fun. Would you not?
Well, my dream job involves having a college education.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But what if I offered you this late night business?
I think I'd only be okay at being a late night talk show host.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You're on the air right now. Speaking of being on the air.
Yeah, maybe,
it's about that time.
Maybe it's not a good idea for you to fail out of college to pursue your late night talk show host dreams.
Dude, honestly, maybe just fail out of college and see what happens. I don't know. It is time for sweatpants or real pants. It is 9:46. We're a minute late, but you know, I'm failing out of college, so I'm doing a good job. What are you wearing?
I'm pretty proud of myself today. I'm wearing slacks.
To quote Voldemort, you lie. You lie.
Slacks, a button-down shirt, and a tie.
You cannot lie.
A tailcoat, a white tie.
Obviously, top hat. I can see it.
And an overcoat.
I feel like any hat that is a top hat, it is on the top.
I am wearing a top hat.
You are.
In that it is on the top of my head.
Yes. What are you actually wearing?
Tim, you shameful man. Tim's gray sweatpants, gray sweater, black sweatshirt underneath the gray sweater, uh-huh. Black hat, and green and white striped shirt.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you pass on this for a couple of reasons, okay? First, your sweatshirt and your sweatpants grayness, not the same gray.
Not the same gray.
That's okay. It's a grout fit, but it's like grout fit light in a lot of ways. Grout fit star, you know?
The conjugate of grout fit.
Yeah, it's not terrible. And the sweatpants aren't trashy sweatpants. They're tapered, and that's okay.
No, they come to a point. Yes. They're not quite Adidas soccer sweatpants.
No, I wouldn't say they're like, you know those sweatpants that you wear and like you have to show your ankles?
Yes.
Yeah, those.
I wouldn't trendy say sweatpants. Those.
Yeah, exactly. But no, they're nice. They're nice. What do they say on them?
Tough squash.
Oh, tough squish?
Squish.
Tough squish. Well, I'm a proud wearer of completely real pants today. In fact, these are like probably some of my nicer pants that I have.
Wow.
I got them in España. I got them in Spain. And
I was wondering if I recognized
them. No. They're new. But also like, you know, so I walk into the store and like everything's like super tight because it's Europe, you know? It's
naturally.
So I was like, okay, like make me look European. And this was the closest I could get to looking European without looking actually European.
So give us what color are they? What fit are they?
Well, all right, here we go. We got some blues. You know what? I think these are slack-like.
I would call them
a cross between slacks and chinos.
I would call them 60-40 chino slacks.
Okay, 60-40 chino slacks. So they would be
more chino than slacks.
Chacks.
That sounds wrong.
It does.
Don't say that.
It does sound bad. And then I'm wearing a red sweatshirt. It's kind of like not a sweater, but it's also not a sweatshirt.
A sweat twer.
Oh,
we need to stop combining words.
It's our new show. It's going to be anything and everything.
And everything.
And everything. And everything.
With DJ Slizzle.
with well, you always be one DJ now. With DJ Slipsle. Slipsle
King. DJ Slipsle King.
DJ Slipsle King it is.
That is atrocious.
It is a bad...
Someone... Come and rescue the airwaves from our terrible, terrible conversation.
This is an everything with... And this is Súbeme la Radio by Enrique Iglesias.
Todo me has dejado en las sombras. Te juro que te pienso. Hago el mejor intento. El tiempo pasa lento y yo me voy muriendo.
Y yo me voy muriendo.
Si llega la noche y tú no contestas, seguro me quedo esperando a tu puerta. Vivo pensando las noches en velas y sigo cantando bajo la luna llena.
Súbeme la radio que está mi canción.
Quita el dolor, vamos a juntar la luna y el sol.
Súbeme a la radio, que está mi canción. Siente el
del pasado. En cada madrugada no encuentro ningún modo de borrar nuestra historia. A su salud bebiendo,
a su salud bebiendo,
mientras me quede aliento,
mientras me quede aliento,
solo le estoy pidiendo,
solo le estoy pidiendo,
romper este silencio,
romper este silencio.
Súbeme a la radio que está mi canción. Siente el bajo que va subiendo.
Tráeme el alcohol que quita el dolor. Vamos a juntar la luna y el sol.
Súbeme a la radio que está mi canción.
Nothing you, with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You picking on the weaker man. Well, you can take me down with just one single blow, but you don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city. Gotta be so mean. You, with your switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation. You have pointed out my flaws again, as if I don't already see them. I walk with my head down, trying to block you out, 'cause I'll never impress you. I just wanna feel okay again. You got pushed around. Somebody made you cold. But the cycle ends right now, 'cause you can't lead me down that road. And you don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is me.
Alone in life and mean, and mean, and mean. So mean.
That was Mean by Taylor Swift.
Throwing it back to some old school Taylor Swift real quick.
Oh yeah, that was a serious throwback.
Serious old school.
And underneath here we have this is called Dangerous by Big Data and Joywave. It's in a bunch of movie trailers. I don't know if you know
that. That sounds
like, take a listen. It's like, I think it, do you know what I think it's in? I think it's in the trailer for Boss Baby.
I actually loved Boss Baby.
I didn't see Boss Baby, but I have to say I knew this song before Boss Baby.
I did see
Boss Baby and was like, that's the song. Like,
it's like when you're watching a TV show and you see a piece of clothing that you own.
No, that's never happened. What?
It happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And they had a piece of...
And it was... that's my sweatshirt. I have that sweatshirt.
You were like, Andy Samberg's watching my sweatshirt. Yeah. That's cool.
It was a cool moment.
I've never known that to happen.
It was very exciting. And then I told my friend, he goes, oh yeah, that happens to me all the time. And I'm like, you simply wear trendier clothes than I do.
Damn. Yeah, darn. That's tough. Well.
Wow. Speaking of things that are tough, it is tough for us to say goodbye.
It is indeed.
But it is 9:58, and that means we got to start wrapping it up.
Of course. What was your favorite part of the show? Was it the part where we ruined the show by combining our names in a horrible, horrible way?
I think it must have been that. DJ Slurizzle King.
I don't remember, but I we think we should probably never talk about it again.
Slipsle King.
Slipsle King? That's so much worse.
It's so bad.
That's so bad. I would say, The squoosh of the Mad Lib, your Tufts squoosh pants. What is the plural of squash? Squashes?
Squashes.
That's disappointing.
It's squoosh, though.
That's like a...
Within the confines of this studio, it will always and forever be squooshes.
Yes. I feel like, there's some other things that, like, the plural is just so disappointing.
Moose. Why isn't it meese?
I don't know. Well, because then it would be mice, right? Yeah, that's why.
Oh.
It's probably actually not the reason. It's probably the, like,
I accepted that so easily.
You were like, oh, obviously, of course. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking into the void with you today, DJ Rizzle King.
It has been a pleasure doing the same with you, DJ Slipsle King.
I hate you.